just kidding. Oh, ooh, not kidding about that feedback, though. Hey, everybody. It's Thursday.
Woo.
And Mr. Skull is in town. Mr. Skull is in town. Mr. Skull is in town.
Woo. Where?
Sorry, I'm still reeling from my answer.
Hey, sorry. I just yanked the mic cord out. Oh, yeah. None of us starting out strong. How you doing, Mr. Skullhead?
I am a little bit spun. It's a good hour later in my body than it is on the outside of my body. And the day started fairly early, about 6 o'clock.
All right. You had to get up at the crack of 11 to get on your plane.
No, the flight was at 11, but the wife's flight was at 10.
Oh,
and our ride was
for some reason.
Our ride to the airport could only take us there at 7:30 before she went to work.
I see. So you should have pimped your ride. You would have had some extra spending money for the plane.
Yeah.
Well, in the event that bitch had your money.
In the event that I needed spending money for the plane.
Well, you bought a snack pack.
That's true.
And you never know. You might see something in Sky Mall that catches your eye. A new
purple. I always
hat,
do.
A new,
you know, there are probably some things in Sky Mall that cost $30, $40 that interest me enough that I would want to purchase them. Even having gone through the catalog on this last flight, I realize there are some. But I have a feeling that were I to do that, I would be doomed. Because then it would be like, well, I spent $40 on this thing, and it certainly improved the quality of my life by making my margaritas the right temperature. Surely this $200 thing couldn't be that bad. And, like, the last thing I need is to open another, whatever the opposite of a revenue stream is. Revenue suck, right?
The opposite of a stream is a suck.
Yep.
It's okay to cross the sucks. My wife got me three things for Christmas from the Sharper Image, which I kind of think of the Sharper Image as Sky Mall on the ground.
Yeah,
right. You know?
Yeah.
And one of them was a breathalyzer, which actually led to all sorts of interesting hijinks at the New Year's Eve party. So it's nice to have a breath. Like, it's weird, though, because I was like, okay, I'm pretty drunk. And I was the pretentious artist's wife's dad was there, and he had blown it. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to allow myself to be less drunk than him, because he's like 60. So I drank until I got up to that 0.13. Good and happy. And I was like, all right, well, now this will be interesting, right? See how long it takes to get back down to legal driving limit. And like half an hour later, I was down below the legal limit, and I didn't feel any different at all.
Huh.
So I'm just like, you know, I don't think that your blood alcohol content is a reliable indicator of whether or not you should be driving.
Well, I would say more like the quality of your breath may not be a reliable indicator of your blood alcohol content.
I mean, it's supposedly, though, it's enough for them to put you in jail.
Yeah.
And this one says that it's, you know, calibrated to the same standards that law enforcement ones are.
Hmm.
The second thing that she got me was a thing that, and I did not know this, but apparently every can of shaving cream has an identical nozzle in the top, because it's a little dispenser that heats up your shaving cream for you for that barbershop feeling, which that's pretty nice. And then the third thing was a thing that I had been meaning to build for myself for a very long time, and I didn't know that anybody else had ever done this. It is a box with a power strip inside the box, and then three little holes with platforms for you to feed charger cords up through, so that you have a place where you know your charger is for your phone, and a little place to set your phone while it's charging, and then another one for your DS, and then another one for your iPod or whatever. Like, and wow,
that's
really
cool.
It is seriously something that I had been meaning to make, and never got around to it, but they beat me to it. So that's my Sharper Image story.
Do you feel like your image is more sharp now?
Yeah. I
see that you've been making good use of that shaving cream warmer.
What? I have, actually. I've been shaving more often. I've got the Mystery Hunt mustache is in full effect.
Oh, is that what that's for?
Yeah, because last year the wife made me shave down to a mustache so that I would not be attractive to the other ladies. while I was far away from her in Boston.
She didn't realize that really wasn't necessary.
Oh, she didn't realize that it wasn't going to work.
Oh,
that I'd have to cut my head off to accomplish that.
Right.
And you know, even then, I got a good looking neck.
I was when I saw you in the airport today, I didn't immediately recognize you, and I think it was because you needed to either not have that mustache or have a giant sombrero. So
yeah,
either way it would have worked. But as it was only slightly jarring.
No, it is ridiculous, and I admit that. but you know, CD Moyer makes point. We forgot to go back and make sure that all of the skill granting books and other books were named consistently.
Right.
We need to change the really expensive jewelry crafting thing to not be a tome. The Transcendental Faction. God, we need more. There need to be more synonyms for book.
Yeah.
We could do what we did with Librem and just steal one that someone else made up.
Right.
I had no idea that word did not exist
outside
of World of Warcraft. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that myself.
Yeah. Well, it would need to be Librum to be.
Like Librum?
Yeah, to be the Latin for book. Which is probably a mistake that whoever was working on World of Warcraft made.
Oh, yeah, no, he's right. Hogulus is right. The jewelry crafting book is not called a tome. It's just really expensive jewelry crafting and you.
Well, we'll still need to think of...
Album?
Codex. Yeah.
Codex is good.
Codex, what was... the Glacial Grimoire.
Yeah, the Glacial Grimoire should be...
We need a synonym for book that starts with a G that isn't Grimoire.
That isn't Grimoire. Or one that starts with an F.
Okay.
It could be, you know, a frosty... Yeah. Fun book.
Folio.
Folio. There you go.
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome.
Go internet.
Fun Dumbulo's Frosty Folio.
There's also...
Fun Dumbulo is a good name.
If we ever add in anything where you're learning about leprechauns, there's Lexicon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The Leprechaun Lexicon would be something I'd shell out my hard-earned quarters for.
Unknowns says... Help me, major bug just happened. Save everyone else.
Okay.
I'm not sure what's going on. There are spotty reports of people using the new Librem in the bookshelf not showing up, but don't worry, because if it says that you used the Librem and consumed it, it is giving you the flag that actually indicates that you have it, so there's no worries there. There might be some display glitches is the only thing. So yeah, I guess we will see as time goes by.
Reportedly, XSmootX likes the new item of the month.
Holy crap! It's pretty neat, I gotta say. I was pleased with that. I mean, it was like pulling teeth to think of something in the first place, but then once we actually started working on it fell right into place.
I was really impressed with the new and different mechanics that are at work.
Yeah, that was you know, we'd never done like a combat item of the month. I sort of meant for it to be all combat items, but then we ended up needing a sixth item to round out a particular feature of the way that it works. It almost failed to fly because of the potential overpoweringness of one of the items, but then we kind of figured out a way to deal. Oh, crap. I also meant... Okay. Remind me that I need to buff the way one of the other things works. I meant to, because... Yeah.
Buff one of the ways one of the other things works.
Yeah. Got well, no. Okay. So the Librem, the party favors, are in two sets of three items, and one of the sets of three becomes... One of the sets of three is rarer than the other set of three because it is more powerful. Hmm. There is a mechanism to prevent that from pissing people off, but... because we ended up with a like kind of a good set and a less good set of the items, one of the ones that made it into the good set needs to be made better so that it can count as good.
Right.
But I can't fix it until rollover tomorrow because I can't push the fight script, and that kind of blows. But no one will even notice when I fix it, so everybody wins. Everybody wins every game, every day. Wow, and I'm not even going to be able to fix it at rollover tomorrow. I'm going to have Xenophobe do that. Why? Because at rollover tomorrow, we are going to be... we're probably going to still be on the road, because we're headed down to Mexico for my wife's birthday. And you are invited if you want to go, Riff. I didn't talk to you about it because I didn't figure you would want to go.
Yeah, I don't really enjoy Mexico.
Yeah, okay. That's what I figured, and I figured that even if you did, you probably wouldn't enjoy Mexico now on account of your holiday travel, using up all of your sunny disposition reserves for 1 year. But, anyway, you heard it here, folks. Riff was invited. So I'm not going as his own.
I appreciate the thought.
Inviting everyone out in Radioland to come to Mexico with us.
I mean, they're more than welcome to. They can't stay with us because there's not enough room.
If you come to Rocky Point this weekend, folks, we'll totally hang out with you.
Yep. If you can find us.
Right. If you come to Rocky Point and find us, we promise not to evade you.
I think that if my wife has her way, you will mostly find us at the strip club. Hmm. Which is where you'd be going anyway. And let's see. Got some questions. Do we got some questions?
We got some questions.
Let's see. We still got some Happy New Year stuff. Well, a lot of this is old. Putineska says, have you done the math on the insults and what your chances are? Yeah, I have, and so has... you should talk to C.D. Moyer about the math on your insult chances, because he did some... He likes writing scripts that simulate things.
Yeah, and he worked out that it was all kosher?
Yeah. I mean, he worked out that it was where we wanted it to be. Hmm. You know, I had initially made it a little faster, and Riff was like... No, I hate the player base. Make it take longer.
Those are so his mannerisms.
I know. I just
Man, if I'm going to be the company bad guy, I'm going to need a raise.
A raise in frequency of your voice?
No.
I don't like the player base. Oh, no.
Bahu says, could the buckets of black paint function as a curse item whose sole purpose was to suppress the Viva La Chat effect? I see a red V and I want it painted black. But I'm STG says, how many people on New Year's Eve rollover wore no pants after giving out that trophy that 1 year? I don't know. Yab says, Jick, why do you keep pronouncing SQL as sequel? Wouldn't it be better pronounced as squeal because it has fewer syllables? Fewer syllables are not always desirable.
Right. That's one of those things that you go back and forth with pronunciation so often that I don't know how to pronounce it right to avoid being made fun of.
Oh, like MySQL and MySQL?
Yeah.
I don't really pay attention.
It's like every time I would say Jeff around you, you would say GIF, and then I would start saying GIF, and then you would say Jeff, and
I don't think I ever said Jeff.
When we eventually just started using
switch to
GIF.
Yeah.
Because everyone can agree that that's wrong.
No, it is GIF, you know. It is GIF, because that's what... I hold that the guy who invented it gets to decide how it's pronounced.
Yeah. That was how I always pronounced it anyway.
I'd still owe you for telling me that saying URL instead of URL just marks me as the noobest of the noob.
I don't know that I made fun of you about that because of some societal designation that it was dumb. I just thought it was dumb. But you were, for a while there, the Duke of URL.
Right.
Duke.
Lotech says, will you guys please shut these MacGuffin haters up and give us a helpful prize? I'm so sick of hearing it. Staff of Ed craftable into a mist, mox, or muscle weapon, please. Well, you get the Drowsy Sword out of that quest, which is a useful against scaling monsters.
Drowsy Sword is awesome. You get to keep that scepter, although it's not
which
as,
people
it's
just
not
whine
as
about
good
how
as,
useless
yeah.
that is. Yeah.
Not as good as the spheres individually. There's some other stuff we give you, isn't there?
You get all the items you picked up from the monsters.
Yeah.
You get to ascend.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I've always maintained that there's a fundamental disparity in how people are perceiving what the game is. That you do a quest and you get some awesome reward, and that reward enables you to ascend faster. And I think it comes from the same mindset as the quests are a distraction from the actual game, which is finding the most optimized zones to level up.
It's looking like it might be that the people that aren't getting the bookshelf are people that are in Bad Moon.
Oh.
Which is as it should be.
Yeah. That is as it should be.
So I guess if any of you are not getting the shelf and you are not in Bad Moon, then that would be something to report to us.
Yeah, if Bad Moon had existed when the Candy Hearts came out, or when the Snow Cone Tome came out, or when the Grimoire came out, exactly the same thing would have happened. Yeah. That
Maybe
is a
we
little...
Should
we should probably indicate somehow that...
Yeah. Could you do just like a translucent version of that image?
Yeah.
And throw it in there as... You know, your bookshelf seems to be separated from you by a dimensional barrier or something.
Yeah, yeah.
You reach
or
for the bookshelf and your hand goes,
try as you might, you cannot pick up anything. That's more work than I can do while I'm talking on the radio, but yeah, that's probably... Although, what happens if you buy a Mr. Familiar in Bad Moon? You can just go straight into your terrarium, it should.
Yeah, I think... I don't know.
Wow, now I'm curious. We surely thought of this, but if you buy a Mr. Familiar in Bad Moon and then ascend and then buy another one, I wonder if it lets you spend more. Surely not. Surely I thought of that, or Zeno thought of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a little weird. It really is only going to be a factor this month, right? Because people weren't alarmed to not have their snow cone summoning skill
right
when they went into Bad Moon the first time. But yeah, maybe just a message when you use the tome that says, since you're in Bad Moon, you won't be able to see. That's weird, though, because, you know, we should probably... We don't say anywhere that Mr. Familiars aren't usable in Bad Moon. How are the Bad Moon leaderboards looking, by the way? He asked, as though he couldn't just go and look at them. 10, 12, 10, 13, 8. 8-day accordion thief Bad Moon runs. Crazy. You know, here we thought that Postomancers and Sorcerers were going to have far lower day counts than everybody else. And, in fact, the exact opposite is true. The two slowest classes for Bad Moon appear to be Sorcerers and Postomancers. I wonder what people are eating.
Is there a way to make it more obvious what the consumable from inventory item does? So people are saying, I got this thing, it can't be discarded, I don't see a way to cocktail craft it or anything, how do I use it?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how, which, I mean, you use it by drinking booze with it in your inventory, which...
Okay, I didn't get one of those.
Should I maybe monkey with the item description a little bit whilst we chat?
Yeah, I don't know, I don't have a good guess on, or any inspiration on how to describe that in a way that makes that obvious. It, you know, kind of what it is an item on the order of the Munchies pill.
Right.
But it didn't narratively make any sense for it to be consumable. Hmm. Like that. Like you hold it in your hand.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, again, I feel like that is... Maybe it's going to be confusing, but it's only going to be confusing the first time. This is weird. I don't think we've ever done a radio show during the initial release of a Mr. Item. Urshat says, shouldn't the yellow laser beam attack of the Majimek Tech Nano Mechamech do sleaze damage?
No, there's nothing sleazy about it's a laser beam, it just happens to be yellow.
Yeah. There's also nothing sleazy about peeing on somebody in a sexual context.
No.
Perfectly normal, perfectly healthy.
As long as you don't get it in your mouth.
It's sterile.
Sterile like a...
Gleeb says, sterile like a fox.
Right.
Gleeb says, what thing has gone the longest without being discovered by the general public? Was it the spooky gravy fairy?
That
went a long time.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting for people to discover some of the shit that I put in 2003.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know. Apart from the secret stuff that only Mr. Skullhead knows about.
Right.
The hot stuffing went for a long time.
Yeah.
How long did it take someone to get an imp?
A few weeks.
Yeah.
Not a terribly long time. That was, I have a feeling that I know what might eventually become the longest undiscovered piece of content. And that's weird, too. I hope that code works, because who knows if I'm going to be anywhere near thinking about how that works, if somebody ever...
Yeah.
There are some trophies that went in with NS13 that nobody's found.
Yeah.
And nobody's found those 15 trophies yet?
I don't know how many of them are undiscovered. Like, the dev was talking like there are a handful that are still undiscovered. I don't actually know. For a long time, the elemental ones went undiscovered. But then people noticed a numerical sequence of 5, and all it took was 1. Grethko says, in the Thunderdome, in addition to having a G before every N, there should also be an N after every G. Wouldn't that just make every word with a G or an N in it infinitely long?
Right. Grethko also thinks that...
No, I guess it wouldn't.
That Vs should occur in pairs.
Vs should occur in pairs?
Yeah. In addition to having a G before every N, there should be...
I got it. I thought you meant, like, P-E-A-R's.
Now, I know I don't often make a lot of sense, but that would be setting the bar very, very low.
Yeah,
for sense-making for me.
Neon Rev says, so I'm listening to part of Secrets from the Future, and I have to say that in contrast to every musician I like, MC Frontalot seems to have only gotten better as time has gone on. Also, how about some shot glasses in the store that just have the plain sword and martini guy on it? I would buy me some of that. People request that with, more than zero frequency.
I wonder if we shouldn't, the next time we order glassware, do just a small order of those.
Yeah. Would we sell them individually?
I suppose.
I mean, the issue with selling them individually is that the shipping is still kind of goofy, so we would... Like, I hate how much... the glassware costs in the store.
If I might interrupt for a moment, is the new stuff in mall searches?
Oh, probably not. I gotta automate this, because that's some bullshit. It also might not even make sense anymore. Well, no. Now that we're back to where the database is the bottleneck, it's back to the point where we can make the game faster by offloading more stuff to the web servers again. So, I need to spend some more time with the newer MC Frontalot stuff, because this is probably very unfair, but when I got the album that came out, the album that had all of his sort of internet-distributed stuff on it, I was really kind of disappointed in it because all of the samples that he didn't own were removed, and so it was, like, better produced, but just sort of less honest versions of all the songs, I guess. Right. But I only felt like that because I was so familiar with the original songs.
I think it's also that just some of those songs were 3 and 4 years old, and his style of rapping changed between, like, when he wrote Braggadocio and recorded it for the first time, when he recorded it for the album.
Right.
So it's just kind of jarring. There were pauses in places that didn't have pauses before. But
yeah.
The thing to do is just, with the first album, just listen to Goth Girls, This Old Man, Nerdcore Rising, and The Prom. That's about it.
I have to say that there are songs that did not particularly stand out on stuff that I've heard recorded that seeing him live 3 times has caused me to like a lot more.
Yeah. I would say just take another listen to the songs on Nerdcore Rising that aren't off previous demos, and then just listen to all of Secrets from the Future, because it's amazing.
Yeah, that I have not picked up at all.
Yeah, me neither.
And the thing with Secrets of the Future is the first time I listened to it, I just thought, this is an impenetrable mess of words, and I have absolutely no idea what each of them individually were. So it took me 2 or 3 listens to it to pick it up. And I don't know, like, the second time through, I got enough of it to go, oh, this is really clever and groovy down. And then every subsequent listen, like, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah,
Secrets from the Future has a verse that just describes the process to create an unbreakable code, which is kind of like, take your PGP and print the hex of it out, and then use this algorithm based on the bootsteps of the jackbooted thug who's trying to steal your data. And
I like that,
it's intricate, but it's cool.
Similarly, I had to watch the video for You're About to Be Eaten by a Groove for like 5 times before I could understand most of what he was saying. Now that I do, though, it's freaking awesome.
That's good. I still, listening to License to Ill, over the course of 20 years, pick up things that I never noticed, either when I was a kid because I didn't understand them or because I had misheard the words before and suddenly it clicked because of something I'd seen recently. Like, lyrical density is a good thing.
Yep.
What the hell are we going to do for next con?
We're going to get MC Frontalot and Optimus Rhyme and
Freeze Pop,
Jonathan Colton. What have I got to do to make you love Jonathan Colton? What have I got to do to make you care?
The song from
Jonathan
the end
Colton.
Of Portal is good, right? I want to like the guy.
See, I could make you a CD of Jonathan Colton songs. And I could, write the liner notes out really cute and dot the I's with hearts.
Right.
And everything. And I could hand you that CD, but you'd never listen to it.
Yeah, I never listen to CDs.
I just need to, it wouldn't work to put it straight on your iPod.
What you need to do is go back in time and give me a cassette while we were in high school.
Right.
Because that was when I could just listen, I don't know why, because I don't think I spent more time in cars than I do now, but I don't understand what it is about my life that has made it so I basically don't discover new music anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's that I've gotten older and that just happens to everybody, because I don't really think so. I mean, but the last thing that I heard and I was like, wow, this is good, and I'm going to continue to listen to it for the rest of my life, was Neutral Milk Hotel, and that was 5 years ago.
Right.
There's one album, and I just,
hosting the music show helps me find new bands sometimes.
Yeah.
What's really helping now is just picking up issues of the occasional issue of Blender or Spin.
Yeah.
And if something gets mentioned in both of those magazines and the Onion AV Club favorably, then it's going to be good.
Yeah.
That's how I got Bad for Lashes and the Arcade Fire. And,
How do you feel about Amy Winehouse?
I liked Rehab.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know. I thought it was, this neat song that had a kind of dark undercurrent to it, that she's kind of celebrating that she doesn't want to go to rehab, but that's not really the best idea for her. And then when I found out that she actually didn't want to go to rehab and kind of really needed to, that got less fun. But every other song I've heard on that album has just been kind of the same.
Yeah, I My wife's been listening to it a lot, and there's nothing on it that I would really consider like boring or bad, but I haven't given it a whole lot of listen. But you know, it seemed good. My wife got mad at me for saying that she sounds black.
Hmm.
And she just does.
Well, yes, she's been black, but when she gets back, you'll know. No.
She says that no, she's just singing in a style that usually only black women sing in. But I don't.
To learn to stop saying that to people, because I took offense when you said it to me.
Right. Oh, boy. Because you do sing like a black woman. No, but I think it's fair to say that Amy Winehouse sounds black.
And she sounds like Shirley Bassey. Is Shirley Bassey black?
I don't know who Shirley Bassey is.
She's the one who sang a lot of the James Bond themes.
Oh, like the Goldfinger? She's got to be black.
You know the Propeller Heads history repeating?
No.
Oh. What's wrong with you? Yeah, but she's, yeah, black. Yeah.
The only thing I've ever heard from the Propeller Heads is a remix of a Soul Coughing song.
Hmm.
It was very good. It's far better than the original. And also, like, twice as long and all fat boy slimmy. but it's not really. It you probably believe that when Fatboy Slim remixes something, he interferes with the sort of message of the original. But what the Propeller Heads did with it was their popular one, Super Bon Bon. They just kind of sped it up without really pitch bending it. So it's just the original version just seems kind of slow, and it seems like there's not a lot going on.
No, I feel like when Fatboy Slim remixes something, he builds a measure of drum beat and takes 20 seconds of sample.
Yeah.
And loops them until I want to kill him.
Ah, come on. That's good. The Moves agrees that the term ripping tubes is horrible. There was a redneck guy who lives near my parents who has still ripping tubes painted on his van. And he rides around in said van with his little children. Yeah. That's wow. Funny. And then I thought this was part of the same thought. He said, and I beg you to make really ridiculous high-level quests with high-level-only content. Please? It would give you the freedom to do whatever you want without having to balance for Ascension/spreadsheet set. No, I know. I'm very much looking forward to developing some high-level content where we can do whatever we want without having to balance it for the Ascension. We still have to kind of... The goal would be to make it interesting for the spreadsheet set, right? But yeah. Ah. I don't know what it is. Something about the particular version of Windows XP that is on this laptop has some feature where if I middle click, it pops to some weird pseudo OS X thing where it shows me all the open windows, but it doesn't do it in an attractive or interesting way. It's just.
I hate it when people show me windows in an unattractive and uninteresting way.
Yeah. Glizbnut1 says, how's the trip to Fuzzle Faggot Ridge shaping up? Oh, it's been equally as in the works for the entire time. Naked Juice says, any plans for April Fool's Day yet? Oh, fuck. That's still 3 months away.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's going to turn into, that's still 2 months away.
Yeah.
Still 3 days away.
But, I mean, you know, I don't... Is it wrong to say that the April Fool's website thing is played out?
Yes.
It's wrong?
Yeah. That's wrong.
Huh. I mean, what did we do last year? We brought the trader back with the OAF.
Mm.
We did a real item of the month. We didn't do that because...
Right.
That was weird. That was a bad spot. I really don't like that the last two April 1sts just, you know, thousands and thousands of extra dollars from people wanting some item that was only going to be available for a day who were then going to be disappointed when we didn't pull the rug out from under them, you know? Like,
right.
It was just... Yeah. Well, that was the kind of thing we could really only do. What did we do, though? We did the OAF and then...
We did the fake NS13 preview.
Oh, yeah.
And Summon snow cone only gave you yellow ones, and summon hilarious objects gave you snow cones.
Okay, right.
And I think that was it. Yeah, well, according to the wiki, that
we got 3 months. We'll think of something. A Naked Jew says, whenever my doppelshifter changes into a familiar, the image for that familiar appears twice next to the message saying what familiar it changed into. Bug or feature? Bug. A Deadhead says, in the Hippies Don't Surf adventure, it mentions being in the middle of a war, even if the war is over. Is there a way to have the container document recognize that the war is over? Where's the Hippies Don't Surf one? Is that on Son of a Beach?
Yeah.
We could write a version of it that didn't have the war reference, because you can still adventure there afterwards, right? Or they could just be, they don't know that the war's over.
Yeah.
The Pretender says, Plexi Pike improvement? I don't know.
Is that one of those things that we've retroactively made suck?
I don't know. I mean, it might just be one of those things that is... I think that we last year maybe retroactively made all two-handed weapons suck when we introduced dual-wield, because suddenly all of the enchantments on every one-handed weapon that you could get more than one of were doubled,
right?
Effectively. Mr. Clubber 1 says, when is Jit going to be talking? All the time, and no one else will ever be able to get a word in edgewise.
I hope that people have seen so far in the show that the, like, talking on top of each other really isn't an artifact of Skype.
Yeah.
That, well, what happens is Jick will talk for a while, and then I'll feel like, geez, I really should contribute, and then I'll try and throw something in, and Jick's not really expecting me to talk because I haven't been, and then everything's bad.
Redmage 13 says, hey, could you check out the Kegstand adventure? It seems horribly underpowered, like the old Pirate Drunkenness adventure was. Well, the Pirate Drunkenness adventure wasn't supposed to be good. I mean, I wouldn't say that it was underpowered. What is the Kegstand adventure? Oh, weird. There is an adventure called Kegstand! And then there is one called Kegstand. Oh, it's 3 drunkenness and 20 muscle.
Wow.
I could probably stand some attention. Taramez says, did Mr. Skullhead, Riff, and Jick have a Happy New Year's to speak of? What did you do for New Year's, Mr. Skullhead?
I went to a party at Drunken Disorderly's, not their house, but their crew, like the 20 or 30 people who are all friends and Renfesty types. And so I had pretty much a big house party. Lots and lots of drinking. It was excellent.
I hid under my rock. What'd you guys do? It was cool. It was cozy.
What'd you do?
Oh, I went to a party at the Pretentious Artist House with, it was weird. It's kind of a family party. His parents were there, and his wife's parents were there, and some of his myriad siblings. So his brother is a Catholic and married a Mormon, so they're very, prolific with their breeding.
In fact, they were bred for breeding.
Or breeding for bread, like in Russia when you had to trade your children.
I was just thinking that was a show along the lines of Bowling for Dollars, and I really don't think it was that.
Yeah. I mean, people do it for free,
right?
I don't think the bread is going to be that much of a draw. Ashelon says, hope you all had a good holiday break. Mine was with in-laws that had no internet connection. I was going through withdrawals. Yeah, Riff had no internet connection.
Yep. There was, I got a lot of DS played, though.
What do you do all day when you don't have the internet?
I freak out. No, I don't know.
Read. Is it like when Burger King doesn't have the Whopper? I'm so fucking angry at television.
Yeah. You know, though, I haven't seen a commercial in months.
I only watch live TV when I'm, like, eating lunch. Mm-hmm. And it ends up being... Fucking the History Channel and the Discovery Channel have just become bullshit funnels. Like, not like a water spout, only instead of water flying up in a big spiral from the ocean, it's just bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
It's every other fucking show is like... There was a show about the Bible Code. It was like, oh, check out what we discovered. If you take the Bible and then randomly select sections of text and arrange them into a grid and then do a word find on them, you can find all these sections of the Bible where there are a bunch of words that eerily predict things that happen hundreds of years later.
Yep.
And what gets me about it is before every commercial break, the announcer will say something like, was there secret information encoded into the Bible, or is it all complete bullshit? And then they never come back and answer the question.
Right.
They come back and like just list a bunch more things. Like, look, here is a section of the Bible. You take starting from the 8th character of Job 4:17 and you know, moving on, you know, 17 times 14 characters from that spot and then making a grid, it's like, they will destroy 2 towers. Like, which, how could we have not seen that coming as a result of reading that particular section of the Bible?
Did they ever point out at any part that this only works with this particular translation of this particular version?
Well, but that's not the thing is, it would really work with any block of text. You know, could take, oh man, we're going to take James. Finally, James Joyce makes sense. when you arrange, you know, numbers with 2 factors worth of characters into a grid and then use a computer to do a random word find on every section of it until you find something that is vaguely coincidental. And then, what else? There was some bullshit about... Who's it? Edgar Cayce? Is he that psychic?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I think it's Edgar Cayce. So, and what the fuck? Why are there television shows on documentary channels about psychics?
Right.
Today it was, oh look, this house is haunted. No, wait, no it's not, you fucking retards. Like, you know, the researcher comes in, ooh, there is definitely some bad energy in this room. Did anything ever happen in this room? Well, yeah, there have been ghosts in every room. Oh yeah, it's very obvious that there are a lot of ghosts in this house. I'll tell you what, start taking pictures in the dark, and if you happen to see something shiny, that's a ghost. So take a bunch of pictures, and then we'll figure out where all the ghosts are so that we can charge you a bunch of money to wave a stick in the air and then run off with your fucking money.
See, my favorite one of those was the Da Vinci Code Secrets Revealed or whatever, since they couldn't actually say the Da Vinci Code, where it was, is there really a secret code or is it all complete bullshit? And pretty much by the end of it, they'd said, it's all complete bullshit. But they still ended it with, like, so we've just established that this is all complete bullshit. But what if Jesus of Nazareth really did marry Mary Magdalene? What if it's not complete and utter bullshit? Isn't that interesting?
It's not so bad on the History Channel, because you could at least say, yeah, look at the dumb shit people believed last year, and that would technically be history. Even like yesterday, you know? When we were making this documentary, it occurred to us that some of this bullshit might be true. This is a documentary about last week when we were making this bullshit. But on the Discovery Channel, it's just, you know?
Discovery Channel is just kind of nonstop. Well, no, I'm thinking of the Learning Channel, which I seem to recall had things that involved learning at some point.
Now it's just after episode of How It's Made.
No, it's Trading Spaces, Flip the House, Unroot the Turnip. And
right.
It's like, you come to my house.
Trading CRISPR drawers for a week to see how it impacts your life.
How is the champagne flute meant to work? Because
if you have one in inventory, the next thing... Oh, you know what? I probably forgot to push that stuff out.
Yeah, because Krovax in chat is saying that it doesn't seem to work.
Whoa, crap. All right, pushing that out. And if stuff stops working, let me know. Len says, I was wondering if it might be possible to make real stuffed forms of the stuffed items in KOL. I think the fans would like that. What do you think? That's one of those things that keeps just sort of conspicuously failing to get off the ground.
Yeah.
There were those people from Comic-Con who wanted to do prototypes, but then they just never did. That for a while they were going to send them to us, and then they were like, well, we're coming to con, so we'll just bring them when we come to con. But then they came to con and didn't bring anything, or they didn't come to con. Or
there was a company that I found that would make us a prototype and had a pretty decent price point once they were, once we went into production with them.
Yeah.
So I gave them the specifics of the lime, and they said, okay, we need to need some more information before we can do this. And so I kicked it to Aaron, who I don't think did anything with it, but you know, she's got plenty to do.
Yeah.
So
I mean,
they still message me occasionally and go, your product could be great, Joshua.
Inferno Hero says, what do you guys think about Mike Huckabee for president? On that note, what about this fair tax system thing that's been proposed to replace the IRS? It's in Wikipedia if you don't know what I'm talking about.
The thing about Mike Huckabee is that he talks like he makes a lot of sense until you ask him about any issues. And then he says, yes, I want a constitutional amendment banning abortion in all 50 states, and I want a constitutional amendment banning gay marriage. And it's just, even if I felt differently on those two issues, just why do we have to keep throwing out these bullshit constitutional amendments?
Yeah. You would think that prohibition would have...
Yeah.
Would have convinced everybody that, you know, just don't fuck with the Constitution anymore. Like... How many people have to fucking die? How many people have to be murdered before the assholes who voted for George Bush because they hate fags and he also pretended to hate fags realized that,
sure he wasn't pretending.
But Karl Rove was the one who told him that was the issue to go for, and Karl Rove was totally pretending. Did you see that bling bling thing?
That's true, yeah.
His dad was one of the, like, the pioneers of genital piercing in gay bars. It was Karl Rove's dad, and Karl Rove is totally cool with him.
I don't know anything about the fair tax system. I don't feel that the current tax system is particularly unfair, but that is because I pay taxes instead of hiring somebody, which I'm sure that I could save the company some money by aggressively hiring somebody to say, hey, how can we fuck the IRS out of us having to pay taxes?
Right.
You know, or if I was sort of willing to spend all of the company's reserve money every December to, you know, avoid having to pay taxes on it or whatever. I don't know. I don't really feel like there are serious inequities in the way that the current tax system works. It's kind of a clusterfuck, but I can't imagine a system that wouldn't be.
Yeah, unless it just didn't have these loopholes. I guess I do kind of agree that the way the system works now, the people who can least afford to get taxed disproportionately are the people who do end up getting taxed disproportionately because they don't have thousands of dollars to hire accountants to find these loopholes for them.
But, I mean, they don't really get taxed disproportionately compared to... Like, I mean, I guess, you know, the wealthy who are willing to kind of sidestep the laws, if you make the argument that they pay no taxes, then yes, poor people pay more taxes than they do. But the whole bracketed system sort of indicates that, you know, even if somebody who was making $5 million a year was able to avoid paying half of their taxes, they're still paying more of a percentage of their income than, you know, especially somebody who doesn't make a lot of money and is married and has kids, you pay almost no taxes.
That's true.
And that, so, I mean, I guess I don't really understand. I mean, I feel like maybe, you know, the middle class feels like they're being taxed unfairly relative to the wealthy because they kind of hit that middle ground where they're starting to get bigger and bigger chunks taken out of it, but don't have any tricks up their sleeves. But I don't know. I've never minded paying taxes because, you know, I like driving on roads and I like knowing that if I get shot, there will be cops to shoot the guy who shot me.
Right.
You know? Not that that makes me feel a lot better about getting shot. I'd like to know that if I get shot by the cops, I will own the bullet that is in that is lodged in my spine in more ways than one. I like being able to yell at the cops, "My tax money pays your salary!"
Right. Do you do that?
I got another fucking speeding ticket. Every time I go to California, I get a goddamn speeding ticket. Well, maybe let me rephrase that. Every time I drive back from California at 140 miles an hour, I get another speeding ticket.
Did you pull a Merle and get a ridiculously expensive speeding ticket?
No, it was just a... Did he get some felony speeding ticket at some point?
Yeah, I don't know how much it ended up being, but I guess it was a sizable fine, and he had to go appear in court in California because he was going... On the way back from Comic-Con, he was going some...
Like more than 30 miles an hour over the limit.
He was actually going 100 and...
Yeah. Plus. This was kind of... I mean, I was going... 89, and I guess 89. I was going 89 in a 65, which okay, fine. 24 miles. I mean, you know, what's 24 miles an hour?
24 miles an hour.
Yeah, fine. Let's see. It's Amplitude.
Amplitude. That's Groovy Ballyhooia.
Speaking of gay marriage.
We were
speaking, yeah. Good, now Amplitude's making fun of my mustache.
Yeah, that's right. In light of your speeding ticket, I'm going to have to say Mustache Sally. You better slow that mustache down.
Right. yeah. Let's see. You got to play some songs.
Yeah, actually, you should play some songs.
Oh, why don't I play some songs? You know what we haven't heard on the radio in a long time is Cow and Bee's Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Oh, yeah. And It's Always Welcome.
It is. And then, you know, Colin Hay's Overkill is another standby. I'm looking in this directory of all the stuff. Yeah, the Family Guy Rock Lobster. It's a new year. Let's celebrate it with some not
old
at all
songs.
New, not at all new music. What else? There's that Johnny Cash Hurt, but I'm not going to play that. 99 Problems is always a good... that's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 minutes. Oh. And then System of the Down. System of the Down. All right. We'll see you guys in a little while.
I can't get to sleep. I think about the implications. I'm diving in too deep. And possibly the complications. especially at night. I worry over situations. I know we'll be alright. Perhaps it's just imagination. Day after day it reappears. Night after night my heartbeat shows the fear. Ghosts appear and fade away. Come back another day.
Girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. I got the rat patrol on the cat patrol. Foes that want to make sure my cast is closed. Rat critics save money, cash holes. I'm from the hood, stupid. What type of facts are those? If you grew up with hoes and you tap the toes, you celebrate the minute you was having dough. I'm like, fuck critics, you can kiss my whole asshole. If you don't like my lyrics, you can press fast forward. Got beef with radio, if I don't play their show, they don't play my hits. Well, I don't give a shit. So, rap mags try and use my black ass so advertisers can give them more cash for ads, fucker. I don't know what you take me as or understand the intelligence that Jay-Z has. I'm from rags to riches, niggas, I ain't dumb. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me! 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you have a girl problem, how's my dad for you, son? I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me! Year's 94 and my trunk is raw. In my rear view mirror is the motherfucking law. Got two choices, y'all. Pull over the car door. Bounce on the devil, put the pedal to the floor. And I ain't trying to see no highway chase with Jake. Plus, I got a few dollars, I can fight the case. So I pull over to the side of the road, I heard. Son, do you know why I'm stopping you for? Cause I'm young and I'm black and my hat's real low. Do I look like a mind reader, sir? I don't know. Am I under arrest or should I guess the most? Well, you was doing 55 in the 54. I'm lost in the registration, it's the body of the car. You carrying a weapon on you, I know a lot of you are. I ain't stepping out of shit, all my papers legit. Well, do you mind if I look around the car a little bit? Well, my glove compartment is locked, so it's the trunk in the back. And I know my rights, so you gon' need a warrant for that. Aren't you sharp attack? Type of law or something, somebody important or something. I ain't passed the bar, but I know a little bit enough that you wanna legally search my shit. Well, we'll see how smart you are when the K-9 comes. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me! 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you have a girl problem, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me! 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you have a girl problems, I forgot for you, son. I got 99.
99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. You know?
Once upon a time, not too long ago, a nigga like myself had a strong arm, a hoe. This is not a hoe in the sense of having a pussy, but a pussy having no goddamn sense, trying to push me. I try to ignore him, talk to the Lord, pray for him, but some fools just love to perform. You know the type, loud as a motorbike, but wouldn't bust a grape in a fruit fight. The only thing that's gonna happen is I'ma get the clapping, and he and his boys gonna be yapping to the captain. And there I go, trapped in a Kit Kat again. Back through the system with the riffraff again. Wheels on the floor, scratching again. Paparazzis with their cameras snapping them. DA try to give a nigga shaft again. Half a mil for bail cause I'm African. Or because the fool was harassing them. Trying to play the boy like he's saccharine. But ain't nothing sweet but I hold my gun. I got 99 problems and the bitch ain't one. Hit me. 99 problems but a bitch ain't one. If you have a girl problems, I put that be son. I got 99 problems but a bitch ain't one. Hit me. 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you have a girl problems, I put that be son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me. Bitch ain't one. You crazy for this one, Rick? It's your boy.
Thank you. Sit down.
I want to sing a little song that kept me going when I had troubles. We were at the beach. Everybody had matching towels. Somebody went under a dock, and there they saw a rock. But it wasn't a rock. It was a rock lobster. Rock lobster. Rock lobster.
Yeah, you're gonna be okay.
And we're back. So did you guys do anything fun during the break?
I went to the bathroom.
I went to the doctor, and I went to the fountain.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, I'm not looking at the... That's weird. I was like, what the hell? This doesn't make any sense. And then I realized that I was looking at the bug report mail instead of the radio bug bear messages. Smooth Mood says, the back and forth about the pineal glands got me thinking. Why not have the cursed pirates drop them at the same rate as the equipment if you ever wanted to reintroduce them? That would keep them rare, but produce a steady trickle for newer players as people look for that equipment. Yeah, I don't know. I'm still not convinced that it is incumbent upon us to keep a supply of those in the game. You know, it's not... The NPZR is nifty, but not core, you know?
Yeah, it's plenty optional. I mean, it was developed just as a reward for those guys, and we threw it out to everyone else as a puzzle just for fun, you know?
Yeah. And, I mean, it, you know, kind of another one of those experiments we like to do.
Yeah.
With the limited supply item. I mean, there are other familiars that you can only get if you spend hundreds of millions of meat, right? And I don't even know what the pineal glands are going for now.
Nearly a million, I think.
Nearly 1 million?
Last I heard. Let me check.
Yeah, that's really nothing. You...
Oh, geez, not even... The cheapest one in the mall is 660,000.
You can make enough meat in a few days of farming the poop deck and selling the pieces of 13. So, I mean, in a way... Oops. How much are the pieces of 13 going for? Yeah, there's still over 100,000 meat. So seriously. The pirates... The new pirate content does introduce a way for you to get those pineal glands. It lets you leverage your power as an operative in a free market economy.
So the invisible hand is holding your pineal gland.
Ew. Kinky.
Giga Shadow Funfundred Funfunfunzig says, Jick, you enjoy saying the Funfundred Funfunfunzig in my name the more and more you say it, don't you? Yes. How do you say 500 in Spanish?
Quinientos.
Quinientos?
Mm-hmm. Quinientos cincuenta y cinco.
See, that's weird. Because to say 555 in German, there's a lot of funt, 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 but, quin cincuenta. Yeah. Spanish is weird, man.
Now somebody's going to tell me Kinyinto actually means 1500, but I doubt it.
The Duminator says, Grrr, holy MacGuffin, how dare you make a quest that takes forever and only give me a handful of fucking confetti. That's the best confetti in the world. And also it's...
See, I love that about it.
I know.
I mean, I'm a total bastard and I hate the player base, but I think that's hilarious.
Again, the only reason why that it doesn't bother me that people say that is there are an equal number of people who think about that quest exactly the same way I do.
Yeah.
Which is, thank God I don't have to go grind somewhere to level up. I can just progress through the game naturally, and by the time I'm done with this quest, I'm a high enough level to start the next one.
Yeah. The Duminator also says, oh, by the way, no, Evangelion does not suck. sorry, dude, you're just wrong. And I know, I think, from listening to your shows that you hate anime. Most of you do. Riff doesn't hate anime.
I don't either. I'm all up for the anime.
Don't paint me with the anime
hairbrush.
I've got, like,
9 inches of manga still to read that was delivered yesterday.
I do hate manga.
Why do you hate manga and not anime?
Because every time I go into a bookstore looking for, like, Transmetropolitan or...
Oh, because they've got
any
like
real fucking comic book.
Four shelves of manga and one shelf of American comics.
What they have, like in Borders now, they have an entire, like, 12-foot-long bookshelf that's just identical volumes of manga.
Yeah.
And then they will have, like, 2 of the Sandman books.
Yeah. I know. I was actually thinking that I was going to... Last time I was in a bookstore, I was like, oh, I should see if they have the Sandman books, and they had, like, a handful of them peppered throughout the series. What the hell? I also have 9 inches of manga, but replace GA with meat. Yeah, that's right. And then he says, but seriously, Haruhi Suzuyama, how could you not like that? It's like a freaking lifestyle once you watch it. I don't even know what you're talking about.
I have
about
no
the
idea what you just said.
Me either.
Who's Haruhi Suzumuki?
If you haven't watched the Miyazaki movies, you are kind of...
Like Howl's Moving Castle and Castle.
Yeah.
I watched Castle in the Sky and just... It didn't really do anything for me.
That's you wrong. Did you see Spirited Away?
Spirited Away.
No, I did
favorite.
Not see Spirited Away.
You should see that.
Howl's Moving Castle I actually like better than Spirited Away now.
I prefer Spirited Away, but it's close.
Yeah. I like the picture of Howl's Moving Castle. It's like, yeah, that's cool. I kind of liked Record of Lodoss War because it was just like this super generic
D&D
thing, and like
what bothers you though is the dubbing, right?
It's not. I don't think that dubbing would bother me. Like in something like Cowboy Bebop, like the dubbing didn't bother me. Just the fact that I don't care about any of the
characters
bothers
me. Cowboy Bebop is notably good dubbing,
and I think a lot of it is because it is. Stylistically, the dialogue is very sparse, right? And so it's not... You don't get this...
Hey, you...
Having to just rush to get all the words in that are being said in fewer syllables or more quickly in Japanese, and But, I mean, like, I remember kind of liking Akira.
Akira is good. If you like Akira, you might want to read the comics. You might want to borrow those from me.
Are they manga? Do you have to read them backwards?
No, they're produced forwards. Yeah,
I see.
As if I recall correctly, they're the big, like normal comic book size volumes too. I think like Dark Horse put them out or something. But it actually has like a proper ending and things make sense.
Hmm. And I remember, like, I liked Fist of the North Star because it was just a lot of, like machine gun punching and then people's heads explode.
Yeah.
And I thought it was fun.
Fist of the North Star is fun.
Like, I remember there being some, like, giant obese robot that gets, or maybe it wasn't even a robot. Maybe
it was probably
a
guy.
He was getting punched
in the stomach. Don't explode properly.
He just kept getting punched in the stomach and, like, this hole just opens up in his immense gut as the more punching happens. And then finally, it's like, you'd think that gigantic hole in your gut would be the thing that did you in, you know, if you could just see through your entire body. But nope, it's your head exploding.
Yeah.
still the exploding head.
Did you watch Vampire Hunter D?
I did not.
That was
when I was insane about that. That and its sequel. Like, a lot of those
Ninja
standalone
Scroll.
You mean that and its SQL?
A lot of the standalone movies are worth watching because they'll take the time to dub them better.
Mm.
And a lot of the series are nigh unwatchable dubbed because of
I
don't. But
a lot of the stuff that I see on Adult Swim, for instance, like I feel like Full Metal Alchemist is almost something that I would be interested in, but I don't know, my wife likes Inuyasha, but I'm just
Yeah,
going to Comic-Con and seeing 3,000 people dressed as that character kind of killed any interest for me.
Bleach is pretty good.
Is it?
Yeah.
I also hate the music. And, like, I really dislike the extent to which anime has influenced Castlevania.
Hmm.
Because Castlevania just has these horrible, horrible songs when you beat them. Like, ugh.
The ones that the lyrics are always, like, standing on the beach... there's a monkey in a tree. I stole your typewriter. Beautiful world, beautiful world.
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome, though. With that should... there should be some way that in the new game that you get the... we should get Jonathan Colton... You should write those lyrics. We'll get Jonathan Colton to sing them and play the guitar. And then there can be an end moment in the new game where you can click to get that MP3.
Right.
That cutscenes and credit scrolls, that's what we're missing.
Yeah.
No. Cutscenes.
Cutscenes and credit scrolls and hillbilly music. No, that's guitars and Cadillacs. Sorry.
I was thinking bed knobs and broomsticks.
And hillbilly music?
Yeah, and I was like, where did the hillbilly
ceiling
music
wax?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got that list labeled shoes, ships, and ceiling wax because it was stuff we were to talk to Scully about when we got her. Apocalypse Throb says, it'd be funny if for April Fool's Day the superfluous fountain was replaced with Duchamp's fountain. That would be kind of funny.
Hmm.
It could just be labeled our mutt.
No.
Vaze says, there aren't many food drops in the upper levels, especially any good ones. Is this just to punish the hardcore players? No, it's that we went way overboard on how good the food was from lower levels, and so there's really nowhere to go.
Yeah, and we don't want to lower the old stuff because people will freak out.
Yeah, I mean, what we did was, you know, we added the in level 11 and in level 12, and I, this must not have worked because nobody ever talks about it. We made, you know, the stuff that is like the chow mein only slightly better, or like the high mains only slightly better, and made with fewer ingredients. And it just doesn't seem to have actually made any ripples, you know, like, so I don't know what the deal is. I mean, I feel like there's a lot of food drops that are fairly decent in the upper level stuff, because I mean, that's something, one thing that we've been doing when we design stuff lately is pad a lot of monsters with some food and booze drops, you know, that are just sort of filler that no serious player with access to pulls is going to eat, but, you know, maybe somebody in hardcore, especially somebody in Bad Moon. I kind of wish that, I don't know, whereas I like the fact that there is this cooking system, right? I mean, it's like, I like the idea of, ooh, I got lucky with this drop, so now I get more adventures today, you know, as opposed to it being so easy to optimize everything. I don't know. I'm curmudgeonly about that kind of thing. Let's see. Enter the Wumpa says, as a programmer, how often do you use imaginary numbers? I've been assured that math is the future if I want to go into programming, and I despise imaginary numbers more than anything else math-related. Just curious if I'm going to have to get over the... maybe he said something else later, but never once... I have never once in my entire career as a programmer used anything past Algebra 1.
Yeah.
So, you know, it depends, I guess, on what you're doing. I'm sure that some programmers have some use for calculus. And, you know, forcing yourself to learn calculus in a college setting is going to make you smarter, and being smarter is going to make you a better programmer, so I mean, I can see that, but it will all be over once the actual education is over, as far as I'm concerned. But, I mean, I don't know, you know, even Disco Banjo, who is a, you know, fairly high level electrical engineer, I'm pretty sure he got the, you know, electrical super engineer prestige class. He got to he got to be such a high level electrical engineer. And he's got that instantly generate Perl script feat. 3 free uses per day. But, yeah, I don't know anything about Dungeons and Dragons anymore, so I can't even make modern Dungeons and Dragons jokes. I don't know that he ever uses any calculus in the stuff that he does. I don't know how much calculus there is in electrical engineering. I guess there is some, right? There's like, the way that electricity works is not strictly describable algebraically, but...
I have no idea.
I mean, aren't there things that are the derivatives of other things? Yeah, I don't know, man. But no, imaginary numbers, never. I have used imaginary numbers exactly as many times as I was required to in math courses, and
Do you guys have to use
imaginary numbers for anything?
Frank.
Yeah.
That one whole number between 4 and 5.
Right. Amish Rebel says, the item of the month says it's December special, just so you guys know. It is December special. It's actually Febtober's special. January. My friend who's a sculptor dated this girl named January, and he made a plaster cast of her head and then made dozens of copies of her head in plaster and gave them to everyone that he knew.
Whoa.
As gifts. So out on my front porch, it's always January.
Oh, is that what that head on your front porch is?
Yeah, this plaster head. I didn't know what it was. It turns out it's painted, because once I put it out, it was like kind of bronze looking, and I was like, I know it's not metal, but I thought it was some sort of like, you know, ceramic that was glazed, but it turns out it was just plaster, and it was painted, because on my new porch, it's out in the rain, and after like 3 good rains, it just became bone white, which is even cooler. There's also, on the way that I drive to work, there's this giant rock in one of the gutters on the freeway on-ramp, and someday, I'm going to go there when there's not a lot of people coming, and I'm gonna stop my car, and I'm gonna reach out and take this big, vaguely head-shaped and sized rock, and put it in my car, and then I'm gonna take it home, and I'm gonna paint like a smiley face on it or something, and then put it back. That's what I'm gonna do.
Dream big.
Dr. Van Van Mojo says, any chance we could get some grass in the campground in the far left column where the telescope and the bookshelf are? The empty spaces look weird without grass. I agree.
Oddly, mine isn't on. My bookshelf isn't on the left. It's on the top.
Really?
I've got a top row instead of a left column.
Okay, so that's fucked up. What I really need to do is I need to clean up the campsite, because there is so much stuff that goes on there that is so irrelevant in terms of gameplay that. Yeah, I don't want to add another row or another column to the campsite, and I really shouldn't have to. You know, I one thing that I need to do is I need to make it so the really good feng shui is just a flag that you have that gets removed if you change dwellings, so that it makes those actually consumable.
Oh,
you know,
that's interesting.
Also, we really need to.
It could be a buff that you get every time you rest.
Ooh, yes, it could. or it could just be what we could do. Is we could go through with that thing that we've been saying that we were going to do for a long time, which is to just make resting another zone, right? But a zone that you can adventure in if you're beaten up. Have a reward for non-combats that is an amount of hit points that goes up depending on what you have in your campsite, right? And an amount of MP that goes up. And then have different adventures that you get based on what you've got in your campsite. I still think the meat curtains idea is funny, too. Although Scully might believe that takes the... That leads us further down the cleansing the taint path.
That's still not as onerous as cleansing the taint.
You and your weird ethics.
The only
still not okay to make September 11th jokes. Yeah.
The only thing wrong with the cleansing the taint thing is that that was the single most retarded word coinage I've ever heard. And I was like, well, thank God this isn't going to catch on, because our country's not composed of people who are completely fucking retarded. And yet, somehow the notion that taint the balls, taint the ass, so it's the taint,
but I don't
caught
think
on.
It, I don't
and that's so fucking stupid, it makes me angry.
But I don't think about it like that. I mean, it
that's where it came from, though.
Yeah,
that's,
but a lot of words that you use have really stupid coinage mechanics.
But I'm aware of that. I'm aware of this one. You know?
Well, so pretend
taint
you're
is
not.
Like, it's like Urban Dictionary level word coinage, and it just shouldn't happen.
What would you call it?
Ass neck. It has a name.
Is it the frenulum, or is the frenulum something else?
No, the frenulum's the ridge under the talk
at a ridge under your head. Yeah.
Perineum.
Perineum, right. Yeah.
And, you know, that's a perfectly good word for that body part that isn't also a word that was useful in other contexts before.
Well, so, I mean, we can say that we're not using it in that context, which we're not. We're talking about the people who taint that pervaded the woods.
Oh, they must be making a joke about the retarded made-up name for this body part.
Yep. Well, okay, we'll change it to the perineum. Thank you for
cleansing
the perineum. Or no, well, thank you for ejaculating on the perineum. Would that be better?
Yeah.
Would that be less retarded? Would that bring the level of discourse back up a notch?
Yeah, thank God.
I also like the idea of occasionally you get into a fight in the campsite with a monster that just heals you with fluffy clouds.
there's all kinds of things we could do with dream adventures.
Yeah, and I mean, having it so that the, you know, equipment that you had in your campsite made certain dreams become available or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think that there is stuff that we could do with the campsite in the sort of design idiom that we're in now, which I think is better than, you know, I mean, there is probably something to be said for, all right, we're going to put a bunch of stuff in that's funny, make up some mechanic for how you use it or where it goes or what it does, and then come up with some game for it, you know, but I don't know. a bunch of people talking about the grass. Dr. Van Van Mojo says, also, would it be possible to add bookshelf functionality to the quick skills menu? A lot of the time when I get MP restored in combat, I want to summon hearts, and it's nice to not have to load another page. Yeah, I'm sure that enough people are going to want that it's probably worth it to have Xeno bust that. If we abstract the bookshelf thing out into a separate function and use it in both the skills page and the campground, then that's probably fine. Amish Rebel says, is the tome/Librem nerf for any specific reason, or just because you don't want us to be able to have near-constant effects running from stuff like that? I still kind of argue with the assertion that this was a nerf.
I would argue that it wasn't a nerf at all. It's an opening of design space.
And, you know, when we release a new familiar, it's not like, okay, before you had 9 points worth of being able to do stuff in the game, and now you have 10 points worth, so everything that you do is 10% more effective. It's, if you want this familiar in addition to the other familiars, that grants you a measure of flexibility, right? Like, you can use it when it is useful. If we release another, you know, I guess I can kind of see why you would think that this was a... I mean, Zer described it as a sideways nerf of the tome. If we were to put in another item that worked as a tome rather than... I felt like the Librem was a way to ease into this, right? Ease into the idea of it. A grimoire would have been even more easy.
Yeah.
No, it wouldn't touch anything, but it also would make it so it didn't make any sense to use the bookshelf mechanic. And also, you know, it wouldn't have... I like this as a Librem. I like the Librem mechanic more than I like the tome mechanic, because it had a self-limiting thing in there, you know. You know, and I would just say, well, let's make everything a Librem. But no. As you know, I reserve the right to put in something that is as powerful as the Snowcone tome, you know, another thing that's like, okay, this gives you some items that buff you with some serious buffs, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just like if there's a Mr. Store familiar that comes out, and then later we come out with another one that does some of the same things, but also some new stuff. That's not a nerf of the previous one. You've got it gives you more choices, and you use whichever one you feel is most appropriate in any given time.
And you know, like the bottle rocket did not nerf the Pilgrim Shield, even though you know you can't use two bottle rockets and the Pilgrim Shield at the same time. This is just another thing for us to have to do with Mr. Store that we can add stuff without having to worry about the sort of power creep from people having all of them.
Yeah.
I mean, no doubt because of just the notion that it has been nerfed, there will be some mall fluctuation in the price of the candy heart Librams and the Tomes of Snowcone Summoning. But, you know, if it takes hurting the people who are really heavily invested in a single rare to make the game better for everybody else, then we have to think about everybody else. We have to think about the game as a whole before we can think about the market. Mm-hmm. So that's... Yeah. And then MP122984 sends a link to thesaurus.com for book.
Which is where I was.
Were you?
Yeah.
There aren't any more, but they don't even have Grimoire in there.
Wow. Nobody's perfect.
Is Tome even in that list? It is. I wonder what... Is Grimoire even a real word?
I'm sure I've heard it other places than us.
Yeah.
I mean...
I'm a lot more powerful in my ability to manipulate reality than I thought if Grimoire isn't a real word.
It is not in the abridged Merriam-Webster dictionary.
It shows on dictionary.com.
Does it?
Yeah.
What does it say the origin is?
It doesn't say. It just says noun, a manual of black magic for invoking spirits and demons.
Huh.
I mean, it sounds like it could be a fake word that... Like it's a... book full of grim magic, so it's a grimoire. But possibly,
right. Possibly not. Oh, you know what? I forgot. I have an account. I have an unabridged Merriam-Webster account that I forgot. I signed up for the trial and then didn't turn it off, so they charged me for a year. So now I have it. Etymology, French, from Old French, alteration of grammar book, learned work, book of witchcraft.
Huh.
So... A magician's manual for invoking demons and the spirits of the dead. It doesn't say when it first appeared, which I think this does on certain words. I wish that there was a... Renzi sends a link to the Wikipedia entry for Grimoire, which probably would have... That's weird. I mean, I wonder if Wikipedia... Should Wikipedia be useful as a dictionary?
I could... For words where it's an interesting etymology, I could see it.
13th century...
If there's something to actually be learned from reading about that word.
Yeah. Ershat says cold codex. Well, there's the Capsaicin codex.
Yeah.
Grimdale says, I noticed if you use a Librum that all Librum's MP costs rise, so it's grouped by type now? Yes. Yes, it is. Glebe says, why isn't the all-purpose cleaner in the potions part of the inventory? It does not give you an effect as its primary usage. So, that's why. AmpZafric says, it says that if you try and put it in the terrarium, then you look at the moon and stuff it in your bag. Ah, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Alita Hopper says, is there a secret computer room under the Spectral Pickle Factory? That's not a secret. It's just the computer room under the Spectral Pickle Factory. The Duminator says, I just bought a Grimoire, and I demand a new Humirius item. There aren't any Humirius items in the first place, so any Humirius item would be a new item.
Yeah, we could have the Grimoire.
Attaches to your leg.
And something that drops a funny bone.
Yeah.
Would be sufficiently humorous.
Uh-oh. A naked Jew objects to the capitalization of the word he when referring to Jesus. Are you not supposed to do that?
I'm not sure.
Listen, here in America... Naked Jew. I know that you live in Jewland and all, but here in America we worship Jesus and we refer to him with a capital H, even if we're pretty
No, seriously though.
Yeah, I know you put a capital H when you're talking about
when
God.
It's talking about God, and I don't think that would
I don't know if
I'm not I don't care if I offend anybody, I just care if we violate language convention.
Yeah, I don't know.
I was pretty proud of that description.
Yeah, that was nice.
Which one is that?
It was the Divine Blowout.
Oh, I haven't heard.
If Jesus built a hot rod, could he make tires so powerful that even he couldn't cause them to pop? I wish that those things were called something other than blowouts. Because
yeah.
that, I mean, what the fuck is that? You wouldn't know what that was if you just saw it written.
Yeah.
Even the, this came straight out of the list of examples of party favors from Wikipedia, and those crackers too, man. Those are some lame shit.
I remember we had some in England.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're fun.
Did you buy those? They were there when I got there.
I mean, it's fun to pull them apart, but they never have anything good inside them.
Well, right.
They need some
because this isn't
good executive ones
world.
Or something. They need to have the same quality as Kinder Egg toys.
Hmm. That's true. I mean, I wasn't thrilled with anything that I got from there, but I still had fun cracking them. They provided seconds of entertainment. And paper hats that I was assured it was custom to wear all night long.
Duff Killigan says, "Hey Riff, I just started Phantom Hourglass. Is there any hints you could give to somebody who's just starting? I made it to the Isle of Wind or whatever."
Yeah, I don't really remember. It's been a
give
while.
Up on trying to learn how to do somersaults because it never fucking works.
Yeah, and
you never need it past that one time you have to somersault into that tree.
And like, don't worry too much about finding all of the crystals for powering up the fairies. I don't think I found all 20 of any of them.
Any of them, yeah.
So unless you're just a madman for game completion, it's not necessary to.
Tellus R actually asking if we can get an account option or something to put the Librem skills back into our quick skills list. Yeah, fine. Isimbal says, is it accurate to assume that the damage dealt by the divine items scales? I mean, I guess, technically, yeah. It scales. Yes. Grimdell says, when I did a bad moon run, muscle classes have high hit points, moxie classes have high moxie, but mist classes can't survive fights with the naughty sorceress unless they stay longer and beef up their moxie. That's interesting. I mean, I wonder if that fact alone is what adds. It would be really weird if the naughty sorceress fight was adding 5 days onto somebody's run. I wouldn't think that it would take 5 days. Well, I mean, I guess you can't really prep for that. She removes all your effects. I don't know, 5 days spent leveling up and farming plus moxie gear. It still kind of sucks that that's the best way for mist classes to fight.
Well, I mean, it makes a little bit of sense for saucers, at least, because they're also, like, alchemist style.
Yeah.
But, yeah, for postomancers, that's not cool.
You know, a lot of people have suggested over the years that some sort of, like, mana shield, you know? I mean, that's the way that mage classes fought in Diablo.
Yeah.
Mana shield or, you know, with the necromancer and his army of skeletons.
Maybe that's a mechanic for a future item of the month or something.
Yeah, that's what people wanted out of the Ring of Navel Gazing. Terunsuke says, love the game, Total Addict here. Quick question. What was the deal with all the nanites in the Crimbo food, if it did nothing to us? Or did it? No, anybody who ate any of the tainted Crimbo food, your account is going to be permanently deleted at the end of January.
Yep.
Glebe says, Pirate Charms still don't have strike throughs if you can't equip them yet. I believe that Xenophobe has, the changes that he's been making to the inventory are going to accidentally fix that problem. And Naked Jew says, the Bible codes are fucking bullshit. I am embarrassed that such nonsense was produced by a Jew. Yeah, there were a lot of old Jewish dudes talking about that stuff. I can appreciate the, like, I can appreciate a religion that encourages you to get kind of crazy about reading numbers in this stuff and decoding things that weren't actually encoded in the first place, because that's interesting to me, and that's why I like Jews and kind of wish that I was one, because I'd like something, you know, I would like a focus for my dementia once it begins its inevitable onset and progression, you know, like, and why not? Pi was a good movie.
Right. Trepanation. I kind of have trepidation.
Yeah. Punicron says, do you already have plans for expanding the Friar's Gate? Will it be as complex as the pirate revamp? No, it will not be, and we kind of have plans.
Are we doing more with Friar's Gate? I thought we were done.
Yeah, we put in the existing thing with the we were going to put in an actual quest to get Azazel's stuff, you know, with like adding back in the zone split, cuz that also discourages people from keeping that quest incomplete to farm stuff. Mm. You know, there's no reason to. Yeah. Oh. Tiny Plastic Crowdoc says, since you've created this game, do you find you enjoy other video games less in the sort of way that seeing the way a magic trick works ruins it? I mean,
well, it's certainly not the case for me, because I don't pay any attention to the mechanics of this game. Yeah. So
Although I do notice when games are badly written.
Yeah.
It's like I've been playing Drake's Fortune or whatever it is on the PS3 and enjoying that, because the dialogue is pretty good and the acting is good.
That's actually kind of getting me with Mario Galaxy.
Yeah.
I'm playing as Luigi now, and when I get a letter from Toad, it's still addressed to Mario. And then Toad says, oh, I guess that was addressed to Mario. Well, here you go. Like, apparently I'm still trying to rescue Princess Peach, who got rescued when I beat the game with Mario. And when I rescue the level where I'm rescuing Luigi, I still rescue Luigi.
Nope.
And he goes, wow, you look just like me. Well, I guess the universe is big enough for two people who look alike. And then the stars go, your other you is out there collecting stars for you. And like, I am the guy who press button A until spaceship explodes and press button A to light the generator are two completely different games, but I do require just a little bit of narrative.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not sure what
it seems
what
like it
happened
would not have
I
been
the game
difficult
Mario.
For them to, yeah.
And I'm not sure what my goal is now. If Luigi saves Princess Peach, that just doesn't make any sense at all. He has a girlfriend. It could have just been Daisy.
There was some, I don't know if it was a major game, but there was some game, some console or DS game I played recently where I acquired or did one of something that potentially you could do more than once, and it said, like, you acquired one item, parentheses, S. Hmm. And I was like, man, how hard would it have been to put in the two lines of code that would detect how many it was and change the text appropriately? So, yeah, that sort of thing bugs me now.
It makes me angry when I try and play other games on the web. There is no fucking reason for RuneScape to be as bad as it is. There is just no reason. It has made enough money to hire 20 guys like us, and there are 20 guys like us.
Yeah.
It makes me sad. And you know, what makes me even sadder is that so many people like it. You know? Like, Adventure Quest.
Yeah.
Not that I don't want to just make a habit of bad-mouthing the competition, but Adventure Quest is just a turd. And it doesn't have to be.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be. You could make a game that... You could make a game with the graphics of Adventure Quest and the engine of Adventure Quest that didn't suck. It's just that they didn't.
Yeah.
And when I see that... You know, when I see the sort of level... This makes me sound like an arrogant asshole, but I think about, you know, the sort of level of polish, the amount of attention that we pay to stuff, to not have it just be lame or just obviously broken and we don't care, you know, and like, you know, trying to make stuff fun, trying to make stuff not just obviously exploitative of cheap RPG addiction mechanics, you know. Yeah. It just makes me mad that, you know, I wonder, like, if we were to hire somebody and just make a free, you are represented by a 3D avatar running around in 3D space MMO, I think we can make one of those that wouldn't suck. Would it get millions and millions of players?
Maybe.
The other free ones do? I mean,
maybe we just have to put the extra time into making the next game extra colorful and shiny.
Why will millions of people play a game where you're wandering around in 3D space doing nothing than play a 2D game or, you know, a turn-based game with rich content and interesting strategy and gameplay? Like, why? Why? You know what? I'm pissed off that...
Same reason television sitcoms are so popular, I guess.
Flash is about to be completely 3D. You know, like, it's going to get to the point where every person's desktop is going to have a web browser capable of running whatever Flash 3D engine becomes popular. And so, the same way that 3D just sort of ruined the progression of thoughtful, fun 2D games that are good, it's going to do that for Flash games, and that sucks ass.
Yeah.
You know, at least the Game Boy Advance sort of brought back the art of the 2D platformer, right? And I 10 years ago, I would have said, look, there is still a lot to say with 2D platformers. There are still a lot of good 2D platformers that have not been made.
Well, look at that Cave Story game that came out a couple of years ago and is still really popular.
Yeah.
And it's like 16-bit era graphics.
Boy, you know what I tried to play the other day also? And again, god damn it, Maple Story. Maple Story is another one of those, like, oh, it's an MMO. I don't know. People say that it's not an MMO, right? And I don't really know how it works because it's just confusing as fuck to try to play it. Like, there are just so many... It could be so good. So much work went into it. And one thing that really drives me nuts about it, I do not think that there was a single sentence of game dialogue that didn't have at least one grammar error in it. And that's probably just bad translation. But you know what? If you're making $10 million a year, hire anyone who speaks English. It doesn't even have to be like, you know, you don't even have to have a master's to be able to correct all these problems. You probably don't even have to have made it through high school to solve all of these problems, you know? So get your janitor to read these sentences and just make the corrections and the ones that don't make any sense.
I mean, like, if they're based in another country, just find one of those guys that comes overseas to teach English as a second language, and they make nothing. They'll do it for peanuts.
Gunbound was good, you know. Yeah, very simple gameplay, but it looked okay, and it was like, I'm playing against other people, and it's fun, and they got some money out of me, you know. I spent $10 buying shit to put on my turtle riding dude on Gunbound, you know, and it's like, it doesn't have to be bad, you know. It doesn't have to be bad. It doesn't have to be bad, but it is, and that makes me sad. So I guess yes.
But it doesn't have to be good. That's the problem.
Well, we'll put it in. Look on the bright side. When we eventually develop a shiny, colorful 3D game that also has good content, maybe we'll be able to pummel the competition because I don't know where I'm going with that.
I still doubt it though, because like. The other day I had the opportunity to listen to and read the lyrics to the Nickelback song Rockstar, because somebody mistakenly, very mistakenly, thought that I had referenced it in the new Pirate content, when in fact I was referencing Common Rotation, which is a good band. But it is the biggest turd of a song that I have ever heard, and I was thinking, is this a joke? And if it is, are they in on it?
It's like you could not possibly have written a dumber song on purpose.
Yeah. And it it kind of reads like they're trying to make a joke and failing. But anyway, that song has sold millions and millions and millions of albums, and it's on the, it's been on the Billboard charts for weeks, and people are downloading it so that they can hear it more, and it's one of the most popular ringtones in America, which just leads me to believe that, yeah, people like shit. And
see,
they
but
will,
I'm gonna actually make fun of you here for a second. It astonishes me that anybody has ever spent 1 cent on a ringtone.
Right.
You know.
You heard my ringtone.
Yeah. I think I paid a buck for my...
I'm just saying.
My MSI ringtone.
That was a buck too much.
Well, it's because I don't have an iPhone, so I can't make my music ring to my phone.
I can't either. I mean, they stop you from making your own ringtones because they fucking sell ringtones because people will pay for that.
You can't pick a song that's stored on your iPhone and make it your ringtone.
I haven't tried. I don't have any
songs. Surely you can.
I know that in iTunes, the interface between iTunes and the iPhone is really making my balls hurt because it's like, oh, yep, this is like using iTunes before, only worse, because you can't manually... It actually prohibits you from manually managing the songs that are on the iPhone.
Huh.
Theoretically, the next patch is letting that go, but I will grab some MP3s out of my file system, where I keep them,
right,
and I go to drag them onto the iPhone, and it's like, nope, can't drop anything there. Just a little circle with a slash through it. Hmm. Like, oh, okay. So I had to create a fucking playlist, which I titled Fucking iPhone, and then tell it to sync that playlist with the iPhone every time I charge it. I love the iPhone. It is a fantastic piece of it. But in iTunes, there are certain songs that have a little button on them that you are allowed to make a ringtone out of them.
Huh.
So, I mean, it is true that if you buy a song, you might be able to make a ringtone out of it, but...
Oh, you know what they do, though? You buy the song, and they'll make a... You can pick what part of the song you want to be the ringtone, and then you upload it to fucking AT&T, and then they sell it
and
back
then they'll
to
sell
you.
It to you? Is that how it works?
Yeah, I just remember reading
one
of his
moments. As soon as phones started having vibrate mode as a feature, I once and for all turned off the audible someone is calling you indicator
right.
on every cell phone that I've ever had.
But I occasionally like to answer my phone when people call.
It's in my pocket. I do answer it when people call a lot of the
unless
time.
Unless it's next to you on the... bed or on
no,
the computer
it's
desk.
It is
necessary for my phone to make noise for me to answer it.
Yeah.
And I would rather that noise be pleasant.
It's also necessary for your phone to make noise for you to annoy everyone in the vicinity with your noisy-ass phone.
I would like to, you know... But, hey, if I get a pleasant ringtone and pay money for it, then I'm still a douchebag, so what can I do?
You should get a ringtone of that rock star song by Nickelback.
Yeah.
You know, the problem that I have with that song is somebody already wrote that song. And I don't actually know who did it or what the song is called, but it's that I go to parties sometimes until 4 song.
Oh, yeah.
Life's been good to me.
Donald Fagen or Felder, somebody from the Eagles.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But that's a good song, you know? A little bit vapid, a little bit masturbatory, but still, it's a clever song. His Maserati does 185.
He lost his license, and now he can't drive.
But, yeah, so that Rockstar song is like that, only, hey, let's make it just as awkwardly worded as possible. Like, internal contradictions are something that the original song didn't have that we could give our song, you know? Like, I spent all my money on heroin, so I can't do any coke. I do so much coke, I can't get a boner.
I have so much sex.
Yeah, like, you know, just, it's...
There's a lyric in that song that's, I think I'll have the quesadilla. Which, at that point, they were just... They wandered around for a day with a voice-activated recorder. And just kind of cut and paste. So, you know what, my point of that is that there is a... The kind of stuff that's going to appeal to the largest number of people is always going to suck. So if you make something that's really good, it's the chances that it's going to appeal to the lowest common denominator kind of go out the window. It's very rare that somebody beats that.
But, you know, I don't know. I maybe I'm wrong, but I think that World of Warcraft is a good game. It is the most popular MMO that has ever been made.
I've got a lot of entertainment out of it.
A lot of people say, well, you know, it's just they dumb everything down for the lowest common denominator, and that's why it's popular. But I gotta say, no, it's not. It's just a good game. Hmm. Somebody finally did an MMO right. It's fun. It's fun to play. And it is not dumbed down. You know, people who were snobby about the difficulty of EverQuest, you know, say, yes, it is dumbed down. But you know what? If making it so I don't have to just sit motionless for 5 minutes getting my mana back in between every two monsters that I fight is dumbing it down, then I'm going to keep enjoying my game, you know, like... But there is no reason that RuneScape has to suck so bad. There is no reason that you can't do a game that... And see, this is why I think World of Warcraft is good. It has some fucking content.
Yeah.
It has some content. There is stuff going on. There are quests where you can read stuff, and then go do stuff, and then read some more stuff, and get some stuff. And then you can use the stuff to do other stuff. And it's just... There's content. There's content, and people cared about it. And people didn't like, oh, you know, we're just going to make this guy say two totally contradictory things at two different points in the game and just not give a shit.
Yeah.
You know, there are ways to make games good, and it bothers me when games that don't do any of those things still get popular. Kids will play anything. Kids will play anything that's free. That's what I've determined. But that doesn't mean that all the free stuff has to suck. It seems like a kid who will play anything would play a good game instead of a bad game, given the opportunity. And it seems like I'm not just being a stuck-up asshole when I say that some games are better than other games, you know? Like,
yeah.
It really... But yeah, you know, Shakespeare was lowest common denominator, populist bullshit, you know? Like, right. Whatever. I think it's time for us to get off the radio. This has been 10 dozen minutes of me just getting angry about stuff. Fucking History Channel, Bible Code bullshit, speeding ticket, RuneScape,
Mormon,
yeah, Jew, Jesus, yeah.
Sombrero.
He was just kidding, man. Jews don't ever really complain about anything.
Right. They're very stoic as a people. And, yeah.
I love you, a naked Jew. Alright, what song should we go out on? Yeah, I think I have some Nickelback.
Do you have How You Remind Me of Someday on your machine?
I don't know what that is.
It's the first Nickelback single playing in the left channel and the second Nickelback single playing in the right channel.
Oh, no, I don't. You know, I thought I had... I don't have Nickelback, but I have Nickel Creek, which is actually good.
That'll work.
We're going to go out on that. All right, we'll see you kids Monday. Yeah, we'll be back Monday. Still, yeah. You'll still be here.
See you.
All right, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you.